This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The most devastating revua that Klal Yisrael heard before that great tragedy, and they were sent into dogs, was from the Nevi Yeshaya, which we are all so familiar with. Because right on the Shabbat before Tisha B'av, we need that parasha, that Nevua. When the Navi cries out, B'shem Hashem, Bonim gidalti v'roimanti, V'heim poshtu bi. The Rebbe Yisrael put into words his pain, Kaviyachai, his anguish. Bomim gidalti v'lo imanti. I gave my children everything. I raised them up. I set them up high. So, hey, impossible be. A voice said, those words were said by the Navi in his last attempt to bring Klal Yisrael to tshuva, in his last attempt to prevent the goals from taking place. And those words were reverberating in the ears of Klal Yisrael as they went out of the goals. So Yavayim Yisraelam is punishing us because bombing Gidalti for the humanity, the hate possible. And ever since, in this great bitter gods, in which we are standing at the end of it, every generation, it's not something to do with the modern generation. If you want to make this point, every generation. We're crying out to Hashem in Bobach, bombing the Gidalti or the Mounty, the Hemosh. Whether it was to look in by Susim or let people astray, or use astray. where there is a kavod, where the Lord shall say tzvi. All sorts of meaning are recorded. Who played Klal Yisrael in the goals, who tried to live up to the standards and the ways of the Goyim, took children away from their parents, and the cry, Bodhi, Midalti, Bevoimanti, Bevoshu, Bim, became the cry of Klal Yisrael. Maskili, reformed, conservatives, Bodhi, Midalti, Bevoimanti, Bevoshu, Bim. But maybe, just in order to make this up, maybe there is a difference. Maybe the Moishe's cry and our cry are different. One Vidalti, Ravaimanti, I did everything right in those songs. I couldn't have done more. Hey, Washington is still stupid. Maybe you have to stand and think. Maybe morning without him or a mountain or only Washington fall. You have to read to the heart search. Maybe we'll be responsible. So we're talking about, first and foremost, the children are going to bring back the parents. Yoima, and what the Novi is telling us is, and your Novi is going to give this message over to Klavis. So, Yoima, the Boni, he'll say to the children, Derech Ava V'Rotzen. He'll talk to them, Derech Ava V'Rotzen, with great love. And with a great favor, in a tone of love and favor, speak to your parents. Speak to your parents. Dibru el avoseichem, lechem v'dalkei avokhem. That's what it means, the Haitian name always unwanted. The name bonim al avoseichem, the name bonim al avoseichem. So one will tell to fathers in that same hour of the Lord's Oil, which are the Anoim will speak to the fathers, he will speak to the children. I'm sorry, there's a one which the Anoim says to the children, he'll speak to the fathers. Go and tell your children. Talk to them and bring them back to Akhush. It's interesting that the Novi tells us that Klal Yisrael are going to have a time of Mashiach, when we are preparing for Mashiach, when the Novi is being set to prepare us for Mashiach, Klal Yisrael will have two separate groups. There will be Erech HaYidden who have no fathers. no Elecha follows. And there'll be Elecha Yidin who will be followers, and who won't have Elecha children. I think, I don't know history so well, but I think today, this is a prophecy that can only apply to today. When the Bali Tshuva, there's so many of them. There's so many Elohim who haven't got Elohim followers. And like that, there are so many Elohim followers who don't have Elohim. And for them both, they know we are going to come. Why are we being told this is the word? I think it's a message to those who have all our Israel born in together. Those few, Father Israel, are left. Slaves, complete. The family, the unit of the family, is still whole. Those who have to be the example for all the others to follow. And I believe it's in the word that we should begin the process, not to wait for your anointing. We have to initiate. We have to deserve. We have to show Hashem is Barach. Baruch Hashem, we're holding on to the Torah. We're holding on to mitzvahs. We are faithful to Emuna. And we are going to start the work of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Hashem, the Bobbis, the Bobbim, the Bobbim, and the Bobbis. You know what? We're going to talk to them. Balik, the king of Tshuva. Talk to your parents. Show them what it's all about. Then a child, the Lord's. Your children are not doing the way in the way you want them to go. Talk. We have to show them how to talk to them. We have to show them an example. Tonight, though, we are addressing particularly the pain of wanting the doubting of a mountain to hate Moshe. On a higher level, I believe it's still in Bayushalayim crying out. And he's telling us, you know what it looks like. I'm showing you, I don't need to send you a lobby anymore. Just see what it looks like in pain. Wanting the doubting of a mountain. Do something about it. Do something about the pain you see in front of your eyes. And then look up to heaven and do something about mine. And maybe, not maybe, maybe you don't understand that the Rebbe Shlomo is still saying that to us every time we leave the Haftorah. The Navi cries out, Hashem is saying, Bon, without you, the Imamti, the Bosh, he means us. Are we doing what we know we ought to be doing? I understand, and I appreciate, and I don't want to put down anything that you said this evening, but we can't always pat ourselves on the back. In fact, it's good, perhaps once a year, so that we don't get depressed, to take stock of our achievements. But don't hide from our faith. Do our children not enjoy learning? Do our children say dabbling is boring? Is it a fight to get children to go to that? Even in, yes, call it our camp. Unfortunately, my position puts me in a situation where I hear these things day by day. A parent say, a child doesn't want to go to that. They'll say, I can't think you should look up. They don't even want to come on showers. Parents. Long employment for you. Parents, good mother party. Always come to covers. But do you love doubling? Or you think you watch them what time is coming down here? You love it here? Or are you waiting for it to end? Have you got a time on a child when in actual fact it's just playing out of how we ourselves feel? Are we doing it right? That's the question. And maybe giving them too many other things to distract them. From davening and from learning. Maybe the pleasures today of the Wenshire and Stuart Archie, not the Wenshire, have made happen in this world. So we should get it. And I'll take an example. I know not everyone will please my doubts. I will say it anyway. Do our children look forward or ever pest? So two storming, which is going to happen beyond them, or are they thinking about circus and otherwise? That's what a joke happens. And I think, in a way, that encapsulates one of our big largest problems. There's so much enjoyment out there. Entertainment, call it what you like. And we give it all to our children. And then we say, go and have additional learning. Go and balance it by the slow enough. And as soon as he stops, my lesson, all he sees is his elements, whatever he's found to be. So what do you expect from them? And that goes for all the gadgets one gives them. And it's not an excuse to plead ignorance. If you are appreciate that you are the guardian of your children. You're the showman. And that's something which parents have to understand. It's not just kinders and mitzvahs how to do mitzvahs. It's how to protect them from those things that are so damaging to their chesed to all of the mitzvahs. A chinuch, a beautiful chinuch, when he disguises a mitzvah, you shouldn't make a word. He describes by mitzvot when he's talking about the Ben Soira Almighty, who didn't turn out the way that his parents wanted him to be. And Ben Soira Almighty, the king of Nice, the serious offense of stealing food from his parents or from other people. Because of the flesh and he needs it. Hi, Misa! It only goes on the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. Says the Philip. Is he my toil? The toil of wars. It's Hilas Toikev Toim Mahusoi. At the beginning, when it starts to burn in a person, an adolescent, the heat of his adolescence. Uber racist, boy. That's a bar mitzvah. He forgets all the mitzvahs. It's the beginning of what? You are responsible to protect your nefesh. Up to the bar mitzvah, this is our lesson. The shomer, the one responsible to protect the nefesh, that he should have a cheshek when it comes to bar mitzvah to do mitzvahs. Our parents, when a child becomes a mitzvah, you're just changing the guard from the parents to the child himself, because he's not a child anymore, and he has to understand. Reishis boyle v'chiyu shmilas nafsh. And a bar mitzvah boy has to be told that. And by whom? By his parents. And he has to understand that because he realized up till now his parents were his shomer. That's how a Jewish family should be. And if that's how we lived till he became a mitzvah, and it's a process will go further. Now I will show you that. You'll be proud of it. You can't stand at the podium by such a hailing kid. Without a blessing for a few moments. The danger of technology. The pain that we have to feel. The chum. It's not less than a chum. That technology is brought upon us with all its gifts, with all its advantages. Is it worth it? It's not up to us to decide that in any case. But someone said to me, and I want you to hear this because I understand exactly what this person meant. You see there. He said that every day the train goes out to our burn the crematorium, Yiddish and Shabbos, every day. And that's your people. That's what's happening to us. And they're going out from all our cities. New York, Lakewood, you can once wherever you want. No one is left out of that train leaves every day. To take the load of the shamans to burning the head. What are we doing about it? How do we stop people getting onto that today? First, we have to do our shmirah correct. Are we watching our kids? Are we giving them chesed for the right thing? Are we spoiling them before they can start to grow? Are we making them into addicts before they have a choice in life to decide what to do? Because when it comes to technology, what people don't realize that. Maybe won't realize that, but it's all got to do with addiction. And I will say this as well. How many people are addicted to cell phones? Addicted. Not using them for what they are meant for. Not using them constructively. You can watch people sitting at a hookah, waiting for the hookah to start, and they give out. In some places, didn't to say, whatever to say. Go on to the side, take my thing out, take one of the things. It's addiction. And we feed it. We feed it to our children. Body without him or without him, on fashion body. And that, I think, should be the message of this conference. We are the future. And yes, somebody came to me before, but don't say your age is to down. Don't talk about down. You know what? I'm going to talk about down. Ridiculous! Maybe. Or it doesn't understand, as we don't know what we have to love for. If we don't do the kingdom, do tell us the kingdom. That's not pure of this. That's laziness. You have to ask the point of life, to give you safety. How to protect my children? Every family is different, every child is different. But you yourself sit down and think, and be boys sit down and think, David! Because only that can help. Yes, there are a lot of practical things spoken here. And even if you say you have to speak in art, or you have to have time for your children, you have to know that. You have to want it. You have to bear it. Seems to me that one of the greatest disadvantages of the great improvements that have been made by the school system in the Chabad or Hashem the Lutter of Aid, the full Lutter Kinder, that has caused a situation where parents think they have a right to abdicate from the guardianship which parenthood imposes. Shame! We are the shame. The schools are so good that we can blame them for everything that doesn't work. The shame is not very sad. We've abdicated from parenthood. We abdicated the claim college that the boys should go and engage to every parent. And the parent has to know. You know what he has to know? What's going on in the bus that takes my child to school? And if you don't, you're not a good child. And then we'll see more than that. Emphasis is the tactics of a convention is it has to be to lift us up. For sure, my purpose here is not to accuse, not to insult, not to put anyone down. Just wanted with these few words to set clear our rights, to inform you what's going on and what we have to do. But at least I'm here to start, and we want to be on the front line. Let's start the process. First of all, you are going to in the relationship there, you're waiting for us. But let him say to us, you were the one who started my shlichus. You are the front line with me together. Because you understood the message of the Haitian Leibonis upon him, Leibonim and others.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.